Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want, baby, I got it.
Little Aretha bringing us back. 17 till. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and if you would like, we'll follow you home. One of the ways we do that is by sending you our newsletter every Sunday afternoon by email to get you ready for the week ahead. A lot of different things, a lot of different elements, a lot of different components of our newsletter that are all part of the things that we write, the things that the show, the videos, lots of different things. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame, which, and by the way, on our homepage, on the website, we have the most recent video right there. So check that out too. Ed Kopf is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. K-O-P-F is how you spell his last name. He's a co-founder, along with David Gage, of the outstanding partnership organization, BMC Associates. Dr. Kopf is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Ed, you introduced us to the idea of stories, how important stories are, and you talked about so well the story of Apple and how when we buy an Apple product, we feel like we're part of that story. I love when I think of stories, I think of the elements of stories, and one of them is an ideal that a story conveys. I love what Napoleon said. He said, "A soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon."
Mm-hmm.
And that's the ideal of a story. The story is, what are we fighting for? What is our goal here? And those are part of the elements of stories, aren't they?
Yep, there are things that you could never pay someone to do, like get on a battlefield, but mm-hmm. for, as you say, an idea, they'll give their lives for it. Mm-hmm. And you have to go from that sublime example to a very much more modest one, but powerful one in business. As small business people, we've got to make ourselves stand out. And it doesn't have to be that hard. And I'm thinking of the example of actually a larger business, the DoubleTree hotel chain, by mm-hmm. Hilton, which has given out 21 million cookies every year, chocolate chip cookies.
Darn good ones, too, by the way.
Right. And that's not food. That's a story. First time someone walks into one of those hotels and gets one of those cookies, it breeds 1,000 stories to their friends about this surprising experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells a whole story about home and comfort and we care and so forth, a whole lot more powerful than any slogan or any facts that you might come across.
Mm-hmm.
So these stories can be great in your business, but they also can be, especially in partnerships, the power of stories can be pretty negative. And I want to share a story, actually, about one of our clients where this came into play. This group of engineers who had a very good practice, all making about the same amount of money, five of them, six partners, and then one of them came up with a great innovation, which just expanded his part of the practice enormously, and it created a lot of jealousy mm. and a lot of resentment about compensation and so forth. And as they tried to deal, as these partners tried to deal with this great thing that was happening in their business, they started characterizing one another in terms of a story, like the seven dwarves.
Mm.
The guy who came up with the new idea was nothing, I would say, because he just was a wild man going at it. And then there was another partner who was greedy, who, according to Nutsy, wanted to get all the money that Nutsy was earning.
Right.
There was Sweetie, who would just be okay with everyone, and Grumpy, who was dissatisfied with everything. And they told these stories about one another in this very tense period, and they couldn't get together because they couldn't look beyond the story. Grumpy was only Grumpy, and Greedy was only Greedy, and there was no way of Nutsy and Greedy ever getting together.
Mm-hmm.
And what we really had to do in that case was free them from the stories, from the stereotypes they built about one another. get them thinking in new ways. And we did pretty well with that, so that they broke out of the destructive stories that they told about one another. And that's something partners always have to look out for.
So is the lesson here, make sure your stories don't turn into gossip?
Well, even more than that, make sure you don't turn your partner into a story.
Keep in mind that
he or she is a surprising, flexible, different human being who you can talk to and figure things out with. If you let him become that caricature, let him become that character in the story, then you lose all your flexibility, you lose all your opportunity.
So what happens, though, it sounds to me like the characters became straw men for their emotions, their feelings.
That's exactly right.
Because if you're nutsy and I talk about nutsy, then I don't feel like I'm doing anything all that bad. But if I were saying that about Ed, that might be hurtful, and I might not be willing to do that. What do you think?
That's exactly right. And everything that happens then has to get fit into the pattern. So no matter what happens, if nutsy is calm, then that has to be interpreted as, well, he's manic depressive, and he's in his depressive stage now. You can't see reality. You have to fit, that's the brain again, fitting everything into its story. And sometimes that's a great tool when we use it to sell our terrific products. It's a great tool, like at Google.
Mm-hmm.
When they hire people, they don't hire them by saying liberal personnel policies. They hire them by showing a story of what an extraordinary place this is to
mm-hmm.
work in.
Mm-hmm.
That can be really powerful and really good. But
so make sure your stories, folks, are employed the right way. Don't let the stories turn negative. We're going to take a quick break. Dr. Ed Kopf is our guest. K-O-P-F is how you spell his last name. BMC Associates is the company. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
At your side forever.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.